This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Another hour of What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, coming to you live and direct today for a first time ever. Granora, North Dakota is where we're at today. Where's Granora, you say? Well, about 5 miles from the Montana, North Dakota border, about 30 miles south of the Canadian border. And the mayor is going to join us here in a couple minutes to tell us a little bit about Granora and about his path from California to North Dakota. Kind of a neat story. How about that? Compare North Dakota's economy to California's. I think we win big time. Big time. Anyway, so we'll talk about that and more. We also have a spokesperson from the national, from the Republican National Committee to talk a little bit about the hubbub over Donald Trump. We have some more clips from yesterday and much more. So stay tuned for all of that. To call us, 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. We were chatting before the break with Sylvester from South Dakota. Sylvester called and complimented us on the program, and we appreciate that, and said, hey, I need your help. I want to advertise. And so I was asking, well, what are we advertising? And then I learned a little bit about all-natural grass-finished beef. And before the break, we were talking about, okay, how does this work? I buy one, and maybe I find someone else that wants half of that, and we find a butcher shop. We get enough of us to get. So bottom line, it sounds like to me, Sylvester, anybody interested in all-natural grass-finished beef needs to give you a call or send you an email or whatever, and then get on a list and then find out who else around where they live is willing to do that, and then you actually bring the beef to come to the butcher shop wherever that is. Would that be right?
Yep. And they can find us at Lazy J Ranch Facebook page, and it's also on Instagram.
And Lazy J Ranch, yep. And you're in where in South Dakota are you?
We're just south of the border. Morristown is the town, but I don't know if you know where that's at, but
you said around Lemon. Oh, I know where Lemon is, sure.
Okay. Yep. We're east of that.
Sure, very
so,
good.
So, you know, it's got to be within hauling distance, of course. Your program covers all the way to California. We can't go there. A little far.
Well, that sounds fantastic. First of all, you got a free plug.
Or they can call my number and they talk to my wife probably, because I'm mostly not here. I'm usually out taking care of these livestock. That's a full time job for me.
Somebody has to. Yeah, what number would the folks reach you?
And that's 605-524-3472.
3472. All right, fascinating. Well, if you're looking for
in contact, and we'll work it out. You know, it's a coordinating thing, the whole thing. And they go on the Facebook page and whatnot, and they can find what is available, when it's available. There's a lot of information on there that they'll need, and then we can go from there. You know, and my daughter-in-law kind of takes care of that, and she can help you through that. She's kind of
Do you sell it by the pound or by the steer?
By the steer, it's either the quarter, the half, or a whole, or even two. And then we have to convert that down to hot carcass weight. And we sell it by the pound hot carcass weight. There's a down payment that needs to be made, you know, before we set it up to make sure that you're serious about, you know, this beef and we're going to get it there. And that makes us serious. We're going to get it there. It's going to be finished the way it should be. And therefore, then we put it to, you know, so much per pound hot carcass weight.
That sounds good. Well, I'm confident the What's on Your Mind audience loves beef.
Yeah.
About as much as I do. I don't know.
I know. And you like free beef, right?
Well, yeah, free beef every now and then.
That's not sustainable. So somebody has to pay for it.
That's not a good business model.
No, don't work.
yeah, no kidding. Where was I all excited about free steaks? Oh, at Antler. Antler
right.
Not long ago.
That's
yeah,
right.
We were up at Antler with the Antler Outlaws. Sure, the farm
right.
Bureau up there. All right, well, I remembered saying it. I just forgot where I was. Anyway, Sylvester, thanks so much. I'll be in touch because I bet we can help. I know a lot of our audience will be there. But meanwhile, you got a free plug today, and thanks for listening. We appreciate the compliments.
Okay, thank you.
All right, so Bevan Rozo is next up, and then on deck is Jay and Glendon, and then we have Fred and Bismarck, so stay tuned for that. First, I want to chat with the mayor of the great city of Granora, our wonderful host here today, Brett Wilkins. Brett, thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
This is really a neat little community.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah,
welcome.
A lot of fun. How did you first become a resident of Granora?
Well, about 13 years ago, I was looking for somewhere to go. I'm from California originally, and after 40-something years there, I could see that the economy and the way it was going, that I didn't want to work until I was 80 years old full-time to put a roof over my head. So I looked around the country for a quality place, good people, and that brought me to the Midwest and then the Upper Midwest, and a website that had a little house on it, and I called the nice lady who owned it, and after about 15 minutes on the phone with Ruby, she told me what a wonderful community it was here, and I bought the place, sight unseen.
Over the phone.
Over the phone, absolutely.
Now, who's this Ruby that you bought it from?
Ruby Jacobson. She's, I believe, 92 now, and is in lives in Bismarck, and I stay in touch once in a while. Haven't seen her in a while, but she's doing great. Her granddaughter is the manager of our local bar here at the Centennial, Brandy, and just wonderful, wonderful people.
That's really a neat story. Now, so the first time you actually see the property you bought over the phone?
Yep, was about 1 in the morning, and the further away from Williston back then, there was absolutely no lights, and we were hoping there was just at least one more town before we hit the border, because there was nothing out here then, you know. And we finally come around and through the valley there and saw the lights of Granora at about 1 in the morning, and arrived and went into the house, stayed the night, and then Erling came the next morning and turned on the water, and we got to know person after person after person after that. Just everybody was amazing. Very first day.
And you moved fairly quickly after a few years back and forth?
A few years back and forth to improve the property. And every year made more friends. And 7 years ago, moved here full time.
That's a neat story. It really is. How would you describe Granora today as different from the day you first saw it?
Growing. Back then, there was 40 kids in our school district, and we are at about 175 to 180 sustainable right now the last several years, which is quite a difference. Huge improvement at the school.
They're not Gophers anymore, though.
They are not Gophers. They're the Mondak Thunder, co-oping with Westby Granora, the state champions of Montana on the six-man football.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool. But the Gopher's still here.
Gopher's still here. Absolutely.
Yeah, we
got to respect your past and your history.
Your
absolutely.
Heritage. Yes,
your
exactly heritage. Right. Yep. Yeah. We'll take a picture with the Gopher and the mayor and I before we're done here today, folks, so you can see it's for real. So it's growing.
Yes.
More students. And how about the oil and gas? How has that impacted?
Well, it's a balance. We were up to probably 600-700 people during the height of the boom, and we are about 400 to 450. Now, a lot of the other 100-150 were more transient as far as, you know, in mobile units, but now Williston has much more permanent housing, so that has absorbed some of that. But now we are trying to redo all of our infrastructure. We are trying to grow and become, you know, sustainable for the future and handle even more growth. We're looking at what they're telling us is we should continue to see more students in our school and more people move into the area. And I think a lot of people like a small town feel. So we're trying to maintain that friendliness that we first found when I moved here and welcome people and grow at the same time. We've added businesses to downtown, a brand new fire station. We're currently building a new city hall. And our old city hall is actually the Great Northern Railroad station at the end of the line here.
That's right. And you have a new fire hall?
We have a brand new fire hall at the front of town. You can see it on the way in.
So investment going into the community growing?
And millions of dollars. And it wouldn't be possible without the oil. You know, oil and gas money that has come our way. So what you got to do is take the money and look towards the future.
Invest back in the community.
Invest back into the community, and you're taking 100-year-old infrastructure and trying to bring it up to the modern age. And
how is it received? How is it? How is the oil and gas development here and the growth? Sometimes small towns don't like to grow.
You know, you get your bumps in the road. It's a learning curve to a degree. I think I bring a little bit of a balance being myself from out of state. And so I understand, you know, to be the new person in town, and that's not the easiest thing, and that you have to welcome everybody. And then the people here are so amazing and wonderful to begin with, the North Dakota people, that they just have to, I think, feel comfortable that you are respecting their heritage and their quality of life, and that they're not going to lose that. You can welcome people, and all of us can have an improvement and an investment towards the future.
I have to ask you about the employment opportunities here versus California. I'm just kind of curious about that, and also just the quality of life. I can't imagine there's two more diametrically opposed, areas than I don't know what town in California you lived in, but California and Granor. So hang on, we'll ask that when we come back, and I'll get to these calls too after the break here. We'll chat with Jay and Fred, and then we'll come back with more with the mayor. So stay tuned. 258-0550 from Granor today.
In the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Scott Hinnon here with a reading recommendation. The book Open Secrets of Success should be on your nightstand. The Gary Farrelson story is a roadmap to how to go from Daisy, North Dakota, to being a billionaire and one of the country's greatest hotel developers, the biggest. What an incredible story it is. I've met Gary. I've interviewed him many times. I really enjoy this book because there's so many things here, not all ups, but downs, and how you react to them and what you do and how you take life lessons very young. Lessons from your parents, lessons from your neighbors, and turn them into a roadmap on how you build a business. And Gary has built some great ones, including an incredible ESOP that made a lot of folks very, very wealthy for their work. The book is called Open Secrets of Success, The Gary Farrelson Story, written by Patrick McCloskey from the University of Mary Press. Buy it wherever you buy books. Get it online. Just get the book, read it, and pick up some great lessons on Open Secrets of Success from Gary Farrelson. You'll enjoy it.
So, maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Basic life support for healthcare and professional rescuers. They need training, too, along with all of us. And today's Safety Training Spotlight brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, a private nonprofit and workforce safety and insurance. NDSC is the region's leader in first aid training, and they're now offering basic life support for healthcare and professional rescuers. And, you know, responders today encounter all kinds of challenges, natural, man-made disasters, infectious diseases. They all require increased training to help them effectively and safely handle these emergencies. The four-hour basic life support course for healthcare and professional rescuers gives you real-world perspectives, focuses on immediate life-threatening situations, demonstrates how to respond quickly and effectively. Next course, July 24th in Bismarck. The deadline, just a couple of days away on the 19th, more dates and statewide locations can be found on the website. July 24th, Bismarck, next date for that. Go to ndsc.org, ndsc.org. Click the training icon. All right, more with the mayor in a moment, but I want to give these callers a chance to weigh in. Some texters, too, by the way. Someone saying, I'm very confused by any American that supports Trump after this. I understand building relationships, but how does damaging good relationships without foreign European allies by criticizing and calling foes while giving Putin a pass on proven meddling? We should all be concerned about and not appreciating his so-called business savvy. One texter. Another texter. I'm not of the opinion that he said anything wrong. And if he is thin-skinned, big deal. It just makes him fight that much harder. Go President Trump. All right, keep them coming, folks. Keep them coming. 701-367-2054 for me. Better today to give it to Todd, since we don't have the best cell coverage here. 701-226-8503. 701-226-8503. I'm sorry. Let's see here. I'm sorry because I don't see Bevan Rosso here. I think she was waiting the longest. But Jane Glendon, let's get you in. You're on What's on Your Mind at 258-0550. 701-258-0550. Go ahead, Jay.
Cannon?
You are.
Oh, I'm so excited. I listen every morning. I love your show. It's part of my morning routine to get ready for work. So I love it. Love the show.
Thank you very much.
Yes, yes. And what's wrong with getting along with Russia? And that's a rhetorical question because there's nothing wrong with it. To get things done, you got to get along with people. I know the left of the media wanted to see Trump throwing stuff around the room and screaming and this and that, but it's just not any good things done. I mean, it's a good thing to be friends with these people. And my main point here is, and I'm surprised I haven't heard this yet before, but you know how the left in the media has portrayed Donald Trump being associated with Russia and the collusion, and there's some sort of tie they want to make. We know that there's a nothing burger here, but if Trump comes out and he's a prick, so to say, to Russia and the Vladimir Putin, all it takes for them to say is, you know what, yeah, Donald Trump did collude with us. He came to us for help, and that would turn the USA and all the politics upside down. I mean, the media would run with it, even though it's not true. And I think that's something that's on the back burner for him when he's meeting with Putin.
Well, that's why I think your point of, you know, what would be wrong with getting along with them. I mean, it's sort of like, okay, we're sitting down with North Korea, right? We know what North Korea's been up to. And they've duped every other president. They've duped every other president. They've cut a deal and then went against it, and nobody says anything. Trump says, enough! I'm going to actually meet this goofball, and we're going to settle this thing, and they're going to end it. Will it end? Well, I hope so, but we don't know. But everybody else has tried a different path. He's trying a different path. The narrative is the problem, Jay. The narrative they have about Donald Trump is this. That he's dumb, that he's a bumbling idiot, that he's over there with Putin giving away the store, and so they trust Putin more than they trust Trump, and they call him treasonous. Yep. You know, I mean, it's the craziest thing ever. You raised some very good points. I hope you call again. Fred and Bismarck, let's get your take. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, good morning, Scott. Great show. I am as full-throated a Trump supporter as you're going to find anywhere. And I understand the media and Democrats are all nuts the way they're treating him. However, he's a smart guy. We all admit he's a smart guy. He had to know if he came out and said that this was going to blow up. He's not stupid. He had to know. So what possible explanation is there for this? This isn't just a faux pas. This isn't just a mistake. This was a really, really stupid mistake. I mean, it's idiotic. He continually hands ammunition to his enemies. He does it all the time.
I don't think there's anything he could say that they wouldn't criticize, right? I mean, for one, they're talking about all kinds of substantive things there from, Syria to, nuclear disarmament and, all kinds of things. And they're focusing on, you know, one question from a reporter who's obsessed trying to get him to say it. I don't know. I don't think he was as intentional in saying what what is being criticized as you think he was.
It was no accident. He had to have thought this out in advance. He had to have anticipated that question, and he had to have.
I don't think so. That's a pretty bizarre question. I mean, he's saying no, and then who do you believe? That was more of a gotcha question, but I don't know. I mean, he could have definitely answered it differently. He could have answered it differently. There's no question about that.
He walked right into the biggest trap, and I am fully supportive of this man, but I'm not sure that he's all that smart.
Yeah, well, I just don't think you get where Donald Trump is without being smart. But, Fred, I appreciate the call. I mean, look what he's accomplished in the time he's accomplished it. Pretty amazing. All right, we're going to finish with Brett Wilkins, mayor of Granora. I had a big question for you.
Yes.
And that is, number one, you moved here from California to today. You obviously were concerned, as you mentioned, about, hey, am I going to be working until I'm 80 there because of how the economy is going? How have you found the North Dakota economy in comparison?
Well, I will tell you that in California, I was working 7 days a week, year after year after year, just to put a roof over my head, and that was a rental, and the rent was going up every year. Here in North Dakota, I'm able to afford. I've bought one home, just bought another home, have a commercial property that I have rented out, and that's just as working as a full-time person in retail. I mean, you cannot do that in California anymore. You do not have nearly the opportunity out there. You're just working to survive there, is my opinion. And here, opportunities are endless. It's like I was 18 to 20 back in California. And, it's just these opportunities are just not there anymore.
How about the utopian weather of California compared to what many say is, rough winters and hot summers? And how do you compare that?
Well, sit on the 405 in California where it takes, here they say, well, you travel 44 miles or whatever to your work every day. I say, well, yeah, but it's only 44 miles to work. In California, I was 10 miles from work, and it took me 45 minutes. So, you sit in traffic, and out there, summers are pretty hot to be sitting in traffic for, 1 or 2 hours to go 20, 30 miles. So, and the winters here, they're not so bad. They're really not. And if you're going to travel in the wintertime. Everybody heads to Arizona, has a good time, that's when you travel. And then the spring, summers, and falls here are beautiful.
I love
absolutely
it.
Absolutely beautiful.
You tell a great story. That's wonderful.
The seasons are here.
I'm glad you came.
Thank you so much.
Thanks
welcome.
Much. Yes, thank you.
Enjoy the day.
And I hope
everybody comes.
Yeah, thousands of people come join the fun.
That
today.
Would be wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And a texter here says, while you're in Granora, you have to stop by the Centennial Bar and have some macaroni salad. It's the best. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And I'll dare anybody to get through their double burger in one sitting.
It sounds like lunch is planned for us today.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Mayor.
Thank you.
You bet. More after this.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes, and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin and the subsequent news conference after yesterday's Helsinki summit continues to draw condemnation from members of both parties. However, one Republican senator is coming to the president's defense.
I think there are people who hate the president so much that this could have easily been President Obama early in his first administration setting the reset button and trying to have better relations with Russia.
That's Senate Republican Rand Paul, but Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says President Trump was embracing an adversary.
It's thoughtless, it's dangerous, it's weak.
Ford owners to share in $299 million the carmaker will pay to settle federal lawsuits over faulty Takata airbags. It's to reimburse them for having to wait for fixes to their cars. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. Hey, so why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey! Because Hotels.com lets me do me. Hey! And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Like we're not on the air, but we are on the air. Because Todd, I need to have you find something. We don't have everything we usually would have with us here in Granora today, like cell service. Yeah, and no cell service, no hotspot. Isn't that amazing? But you know what? I love it. In fact, I should have told the mayor they should market Granora. He moved here from California. They ought to market Granora as the cell phone free city. Crying out loud. Think about how much time you'd have back in your life, for crying out loud. Anyway, I just got a hilarious text, and I'm not making fun of this listener. I'm actually in love with this listener, and not in a, like, in love with my wife kind of way. Sorry, dear. But this listener said, "What did Trump say?" Isn't it amazing? We all assume... that everybody is, in the same bubble mode of freak out over what Donald Trump said next to Vladimir Putin in Helsinki yesterday. And Texas said, "What did he say? I don't even know what he said." So if you could pull that up, Todd, that little audio clip. And while I introduce our next guest, who is Kayleigh McEnany, who is with the Republican National Committee, formerly with the CNN. Thank goodness she escaped. Kayleigh, how are you? This is my fault because I'm pushing the buttons. Kayleigh, can you hear me now?
Hey, yes, I'm doing great, thanks. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for joining us very much. So how would you answer the listener's question of what did Trump say?
Oh, well, President Trump, he said a lot and a lot of good things. And, he had his press conference with Vladimir Putin. But more importantly than, what the media is freaking out over is what he said behind closed doors. And we're not going to know that, but I can assure you he exhibited toughness. And of course, the mainstream media is going to take everything he says out of context, try to lambast him. That's what they do. And that's what they're doing today, just the same old tired game.
So, And I agree with you. And somebody just a minute ago called and said, oh, he shouldn't have said that. I said, well, if he hadn't said that, then they would be criticizing something else. I mean, that's just the game that is being played right now. But I want to deal specifically with what he did say and whether or not the criticism is warranted. So somebody that wasn't paying as close attention as you and I says, what did he say? How do you fairly describe what he said that is causing everybody to lose their mind here in the last 12, 18 hours here, whatever it's been?
Well, of course, the media is trying to say that he dismissed our intelligence community. He did not do that. He went on and afterwards said, I have great respect for our intelligence community, but it's really important that the two powers get along. It's really important that the two biggest nuclear powers get along and have a good and peaceful relationship. And apparently during the meeting, President Trump, feels that they made a lot of progress on big geopolitical issues like Ukraine and Syria. So why would he go out and lambast person he just made progress with? That's not necessarily how diplomacy works.
Texter says, Scott, how can we believe anything the intel community says when we've seen how much bias and undermining of the president there is? It has produced in the last 2 years. Keep going, President Trump. More of us are behind you than you know. Is criticism of the intel community, given what we do know, warranted?
Well, certainly the top layers of the FBI, there's simply no doubt about that. I mean, and don't take it from me. Look at the facts. Look at the fact that the number two at the FBI was fired, Andy McCabe, of course. Look at the fact that Peter Strzok, Lisa Page have been demoted, should be out the door, but they were demoted at this point. And Peter Strzok, of course, who signed the opening documents into the Russia investigation, he himself has said he wanted to stop the president. He said he wanted the president impeached the day that the Mueller probe was named, a probe on which he served for almost a year. So, yes, of course, the top layers of the FBI are fair to critique. They have engaged in wrongdoing, and we deserve answers.
Texter says, good grief. I think anyone trying to make peace and good relationships is a good person. And furthermore, I'm liking his idea of painting the big bird in the sky red, white, and blue. I tell you, I've been amazed today. I've been amazed because I think the criticism of that comment, is specific to, all of the criticism we've heard of Donald Trump ranks right up there among the most, just vicious and, treasonous, according to, John Brennan, and high crimes and misdemeanors, and everybody really losing. Am I right, Kaylee? Have you sensed that too? That it was stronger than average by far.
Yeah, they've completely lost it. I mean, and especially when you consider the fact of what President Obama said when he was asked about this. He was asked, why don't you excoriate Putin? And his answer was, Putin denies it. So the idea that somehow public shaming is going to be effective, I think, doesn't read the thought process in Russia very well. So President Obama, a very similar comment there, but one that garnered almost no criticism, certainly no media backlash. And yet here they are criticizing President Trump, who just seemed to have taken a cue from his predecessor. They should be quite happy about that, but of course they're not.
Yeah, now I heard you, saw you on Fox News Channel earlier today, and you did something else that we don't see much in the media, is to say, okay, if you didn't like this comment from Donald Trump, here's a few others that were said by Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. Good list, and that list isn't making it into much of the media reporting today, is it?
No, of course not. And I'm referring to the fact that, President Obama whispered off camera to Medvedev, I'll have more flexibility after the election. Hillary Clinton, with the red reset button, extending that with that big smile on her face to Russia. And of course, the reset didn't go so well. And, Obama, of course, saying to Mitt Romney, hey, the 1980s want their foreign policy back, when Mitt Romney had mentioned Russia being an adversary. So Democrats spoke one way, then. Now they speak an entirely different way. Now all of a sudden they care about toughness on Russia. But lucky for them, we have a president who is engaged in far more consequential action toward the Russian regime in terms of sanctions, in terms of expelling diplomats, and in terms of closing the Russian consulate. So lucky for them, they all of a sudden care about Russia. They've got a great president who's done a lot.
What do you make of the Republican criticism? Because it hasn't been typical. It's been a lot more than usual. Obviously, the president is not he's not the kind of person that doesn't realize he's going to get Republican criticism. He has since day one. So I don't think that's anything new. But there was a level there of, a Lindsey Graham. You don't expect it from him. You do expect it from John McCain, our own, Senator John Hoeven, other Republicans as well. It seemed to pile on a little bit. What do you say to the Republicans that are being critical, right along with the mainstream media and the president's critics in the media?
Well, what I would say is, this is a president who knows what he's doing. He's a great negotiator. He treats diplomacy like a business negotiation. There are certain tactics you use. You're strategic in your tone and the way you say things because you're trying to further your ultimate goal. And we saw this with North Korea. We saw where, 6 months ago, there was this war of words between North Korea and President Trump. Little Rocket Man, I'll rain down fire and fury. The media was going nuts. They were saying, this is a nuclear holocaust on the horizon. And, here we are, and North Korea has engaged in really historic action, allowing these four hostages out, destroying a nuclear test facility. There's been progress. So what I would say to, our Republican friends is just that, know that this is a president who's a businessman. He knows what he's doing. And 6 months from now, a year from now, we'll see the real results of the Putin summit.
Yeah, that's a very good point on your part, because I think that, it goes back to the art of the deal. I said that earlier. When you're in the middle of trying to accomplish some very big things, the last thing you do is whack somebody you're across the table negotiating with.
And that's right.
That's the business sense that you're talking about, right?
That's exactly right. If you think you've made progress, you think that you've advanced the U.S. interest on the world stage in Ukraine, in Syria, around the world, you're making progress with Russia, why would you then lambast the person who you're making progress with? It doesn't make sense, and President Trump knows exactly what he's doing.
Interesting. All right, Kay, we appreciate your time very much. Keep up the great work you're doing, and nice job again on Fox this morning, too. I forget her name, Wendy, something or another, but she's not going to be back anytime soon, I don't think.
Well, nope. I appreciate your kind comments, and, thanks so much for having me.
All right, spokesperson for the Republican National Committee, our guest Kaylee McEnany today on the program. Let me get some calls in before our break here. I have time for a few, and the lines are absolutely full. That blast answer was, I think, her best. Very, very good. Ty in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Scott, how are you? Great to hear from you guys. Kaylee was exactly right. You can't, Trump comes from New York City, from Queens. But you're dealing with people, strong personalities like he dealt his entire life. You're not going to get anywhere by embarrassing him, by shaming him, by talking down. I'm amazed that at this point in time that people still doubt this man's abilities to negotiate these tactics and then have a strategy that works. It just blows me away that there's still, I can understand the Republicans in D.C. because at this point in time, there really isn't much of a difference between Republican and Democrat when it comes to D.C. They're just one big swamp. They're looking out for each other. But I'm really surprised that the one caller before that was commenting that he doesn't think Trump's very smart. I mean, it's silly to think that. I mean, the man is a strategist. He is a smart man. He knows people. He knows how to lead a conversation to get goals accomplished. And he's proven that time and time again. It's just amazing that people still doubt him.
Yeah, how then do you explain his success? You can't. I mean, and so now the political realm, but prior to that, the business realm. Exactly right, Ty. Good points. Thank you, Dave in Sterling, 22 miles east of Bismarck. How do I know? I drive there by there about 100 times a month. 22 miles. See it all the time. 22 miles. So I know where you are, Dave. What's on your mind?
Hey, I wave at you, too, when you go by. Do you see me?
I do. Thank you for that. It makes the trip that much better.
Hey, considering the Russian hacking and all the stuff that Russia's been doing to us and the Democratic Party, I spent nearly 30 years in the defense industry, and I worked for some various prestigious firms out there, which I won't identify right now, in various areas of networking, surveillance, and security. And what I find is so hilarious is that they think, even our own NSA today thinks, only they draw conclusions as to who hacked what at what time. Because there is no way to positively, without a no doubt whatsoever, to know that this entity did this particular thing. Because you can cover your tracks through so many ways and spoofing and all this stuff. And the Israelis are really good at it. But still, there is no way to be 100% sure of who did what.
Good point, Dave. Appreciate that very much, and thanks for listening. More coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Wind energy is one of the fastest growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200 megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy, low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Supporting all of the above energy policy for North Dakota, this message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions and dforallenergy.org.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. We're in the sauna section. Finleo, your sauna for life. What's that mean?
Well, that means that it's a Minnesota-based company, and it really, they'll be 100 years old in the next couple of years here, and they're made in Cokato, Minnesota. The nice thing with the sauna, there isn't just one to pick from. You can design it. You can build your own. You can do a custom cut. There's all different sizes and shapes. It's way easier than you think to own this.
And you're going to feel better for life.
It does some amazing things. Every time you sit in a sauna, it releases your body's natural endorphins. That's why you're going to get that runner's high. It's addictive, but that also boosts your immune system. It increases your circulation. Here's a big one. You're sweating out toxins. And I've talked to farmers who have used, when they've used the sauna for the first time, what do you suppose it smells like in the sauna? Like Roundup or herbicides. That's the metals coming out of the body. Just think about that for a minute.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell them Scott sent you. Ace promo code gets you up to $2,000 off. Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, now Devil's Lake too.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
In Granora, North Dakota, where Cookfest will kick off later this afternoon with an information session at 2 and then free barbecue and live music at 4. And we want to thank our fine sponsors that have made this happen. That includes our friends at Hess, at Goodnight Midstream, as well as Enbridge. At Enbridge, safely transporting energy is always our top priority. investing billions of dollars in tools and training and technologies to ensure our transportation systems operate safely, reliably, and in an environmentally responsible manner. Find out more at Enbridge.com. Enbridge.com. All right, let's see here. Who is next? Before I do anything, I do need to answer the question of the texter. What did President Trump say? What's all the hubbub about, you ask? Well, here it is. Roll it, Todd.
We have two thoughts. You have groups that are wondering why the FBI never took the server.
No, we don't. Do we have the answer to the question that came first?
Why was the FBI told to leave the office of the...
Thought I heard before the question, just so people can hear the actual question, then his answer.
President Trump, you first. Just now, President Putin denied having anything to do with the election interference in 2016. Every U.S. intelligence agency has concluded that Russia did. My first question for you, sir, is who do you believe? My second question is, would you now, with the whole world watching, tell President Putin, would you denounce what happened in 2016, and would you warn him to never do it again?
So let me just say that we have two thoughts. You have groups that are wondering why the FBI never took the server. Why haven't they taken the server? Why was the FBI told to leave the office of the Democratic National Committee? I've been wondering that. I've been asking that for months and months, and I've been tweeting it out and calling it out on social media. Where is the server? I want to know, where is the server, and what is the server saying? With that being said, all I can do is ask the question. My people came to me, Dan Coats came to me, and some others. They said they think it's Russia. I have President Putin. He just said it's not Russia. I will say this. I don't see any reason why it would be, but I really do want to see the server. But I have confidence in both parties. I really believe that this will probably go on for a while, but I don't think it can go on without finding out what happened to the server. What happened to the servers of the Pakistani gentleman that worked on the DNC? Where are those servers? They're missing. Where are they? What happened to Hillary Clinton's emails? 33,000 emails. Gone. Just gone. I think in Russia they wouldn't be gone so easily. I think it's a disgrace that we can't get Hillary Clinton's 33,000 emails. So I have great confidence in my intelligence people, but I will tell you that President Putin was extremely strong and powerful in his denial today. And what he did is an incredible offer. He offered to have the people working on the case come and work with their investigators with respect to the 12 people. I think that's an incredible offer. Okay? Thank you.
That's what all the hubbub is about, right there. There you go. Now, the president added a lot more detail than he asked for. It's clearly the president knows every nuanced detail of this whole mess. And it has to do with a lot of incompetence on the part of law enforcement. So he is suspect to say, you know, what's the problem? But I think the big problem is he's saying there is no proof anywhere on the planet Earth of any collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia on the campaign. Right? Was there meddling? Yes. All right. That's over there with these people that now Putin is saying will come back over and investigate. So that's what all the hubbub is about right there. You heard it all right there. Jeff, somewhere in North Dakota, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi.
Hi, Jeff. How are you? No, I can. Yeah, you're cutting out a little bit there, but go ahead.
Okay. And I'm out here in nowhere in North Dakota. It's probably the best kept secret in the state.
I'm with you. I'm losing you, Jeff. I'm going to put you on hold. Manny can see if that signal improves. We'll come back to you if we can. James and Cavalier is next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi there. Good morning.
Hi there.
Any Trump followers that are jumping ship over this, there's no reason to jump ship over this. There was nothing said. Can you guys hear me?
Yep, sure can.
Okay. Yeah, what was said was nothing. We need to see that server. We need to know who hacked the DNC. Do we know at this point that Russia hacked the DNC?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's what the president was talking about. Remember, that's what's in the Mueller indictment.
And anybody on either side of the aisle saying he's not patriotic. I know there's a lot of patriotic politicians out there, but as far as patriotic, he is at the top of the totem pole because he shows his patriotism more than anybody I've ever seen in the last 30 years as a president. And for people to not get behind him and to jump ship over something like this, well, I don't think they're the kind of followers we want in the party anyway.
Well said. Appreciate the call. Thanks very much. You don't want to give up quite that easily. I don't disagree. Jeff in North Dakota, I got 20 seconds for you. Quickly, go ahead.
Hi. Can you hear me? A
little better.
Okay. I think Trump ought to be applauded for avoiding stepping in the trap by the media. You can tell by that answer that he gave that they had rehearsed it.
They'd rehearsed the question or the answer? Losing you there, Jeff. Folks, come on out to Granora for the Cookfest.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Burley, McHenry, Morton, Foster, Sheridan, and Cass counties, and farm equipment and retirement auctions in Steele, Bowman, Cheyenne, and Carson, North Dakota. For more information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
vegetation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.